You know, Christianity is unique in that you can come to church on a Sunday morning and celebrate the birth of the child, and then you come back on Sunday night and you have a remembrance of his death. And it works out well that way, because throughout his entire life, 33 years of living, his birth was always intertwined with his death. And even as we looked at today, when the angel came to Joseph, he said that he has come to save people from their sins. And so to save someone from their sins, knowing that in the Bible it says the penalty of sin is death, and if someone's going to save you from death, oftentimes that means they are giving their own life, which is that exactly what he did. And so it's an interesting life when you just sort of watch the life of Jesus and watch the life of Mary and Joseph as they travel and journey through life. In chapter 2 of the book of Luke, we read about his birth, and then the shepherds come, and everybody's singing praise, and it's a great day for them. And it's been a, you know, it's been kind of a rocky 9 months for them. The traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem when she's like 8 months, 29 days pregnant, something like that. That's not a pleasant thing. No hotel, got to stay in a cave, have your baby, put him in a feeding trough for the manger, and